show this week. This is the Arizona edition. The show's got a lot of interesting interviews from our trip to Myrtle Beach last week. Took our 14U baseball team back there. It's a great place. You coaches and parents should really check out the Ripken experience for your team next year or down the road. There's just a lot to do in that city, and the facilities are unbelievable. We won the tournament, which was exciting for the boys, but I met some interesting guests there, so sit back and listen in.
My name is Danny Wells. I'm with Cal Ripken Baseball here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I am definitely a Sandlot listener.
We're here at the Ripken Myrtle Beach facility, still here with our week-long tournament, and I'm here with Danny Wells. He's the operations coordinator for the facility, the jack of all trades, right? You kind of run this joint, right, Danny?
Well, I wouldn't say run it, but I do mostly everything here.
Yeah, we're having a great tournament, and actually this facility, you know, we've talked about how gorgeous it is, but the weather's just really unpredictable. We're actually sitting here in the middle of a lightning rainstorm, and that's kind of commonplace around here, right, Danny?
They pop up every now and then. Last year, we only had 2 days of rain the whole summer, and this week we've had 2 days of rain, so it comes and goes. We never know here.
And then, so now how long has the facility been open, and how long have you been here with it?
It's a facility opened in 2006. It was our first year, and I started on day one, so I've been here since the beginning.
Great. It's just a beautiful place. Is it a year-round? Are you guys got tournaments going on year-round, or is it seasonal with the summer weather? Or?
Well, in this time, during the summer, we have 10 weeks of straight tournament action with teams from all over the country coming in. And when they go back to school, we have weekend tournaments, and then that'll go on September, October, and then in November, we take the youth fields and cut the mounds off, and we bring in girls softball.
Wow.
And then there'll be around 200 teams of girls softball that come in the month of November. In December, we're shut down mostly in December, especially the last 2 weeks. Come back in January and get ready. In February, March, and April this year of 2009, we'll have about 60 colleges come in and about 30 high schools February, March, and April. They'll come in and do their spring training and play 6 to 8 to 10 games a week here at the facility and then go back to their northern states where they hadn't seen grass, you know, since December. So it's a great experience for the colleges to come in and work out, stay in the Myrtle Woods, have the beach, and enjoy the weather here.
That's great. Is there anything that goes on weeknights during the week for the local kids or anything?
Yeah, a couple of nights a week we open it up to the recreation leagues, and then the high schools come in on Wednesday night and have a fall league here. Then on weekends we have a thing called the NABA, which is the National Adult Baseball League. And the team here from Ripken went down to Florida last year and won the World Series in that.
Nice.
And we have that going on 1 day a week and on the weekends.
Great. So now you're local South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Ex-head coach, high school coach, and what else did you do around here?
Coached high school, and then I started the AAU baseball program here in Myrtle Beach in 1999. And it's grown since then to what it is today here at Ripken. And the facility here is the finest in America. There's not another facility in America like this. We just have so much to offer people that come in here to Myrtle Beach as far as not only the facility goes, but all the amenities Myrtle Beach has to offer, from where you stay to the speed parks to the water parks to golf courses. We have 120 golf courses here. We have 1,200 restaurants, shows, attractions, and the beach. So we have everything there is to offer a family to come in here to play baseball here at Ripken.
Yeah, I know our families, kids are having a great time. There's no downtime at all. There's just always something to do. All right, so now I know you love baseball. You have a lot of years in that sport. Tell us about when you were growing up here in South Carolina, your sandlot games, you know, what you used to play back in the day.
Well, when we couldn't play baseball or get on the baseball field, we had a game which was called Half Rubber. And that game originated in my hometown, and what it detailed was you had four players, and you took a rubber ball, you cut it in half, you had a pitcher and a catcher on both sides, At the same time, the other two players would be batting, one left-handed, one right-handed. And the object was for the pitcher to throw it in between the two batters and, say, strike them out. If you hit the ball, you had certain measures of single, double, triple, home run, and then you scored by, if there was a runner on second base and you got a double, that runner was scored, so you had one run and a runner on second. You played it just like baseball. The object was to throw it between the two, and if they missed it and the catcher caught it, they were out, switched sides, you played 7 innings. And it was a very hard game, and if you ever tried, it's pretty hard.
I've never heard of that one. That's a very interesting game.
Because you sail the ball as fast as you can throw a baseball, you throw the, you sail the half rubber
ball.
Just that much.
Wow.
Very tough game.
Wow. Well, Danny, I appreciate you being on the Sandlot Show, and we've had a great time, and we're going to let a lot of the Arizona folks know about the facility. I'm sure you'll see them out here going forward. You'll see teams here from Arizona in the summer.
Well, we're glad to have K4 Sports here at Ripken, and I hope you all have a good time, and I hope some other teams from Arizona come back and enjoy the great weather that Myrtle Beach does have here.
Yep.
And enjoy everything that Myrtle Beach has to offer.
Thanks, Danny, for being on the show.
Thank you, too.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Zach Kessler, and I play for the Oxford Panthers. I listen to the Sandlot.
Hi, we're here at the Ripken Myrtle Beach Tournament, and I'm here with some guys from the Oxford Panthers. They're a team out of Michigan who's playing in the tournament. We got a little rain delay, and I'm with Zach.
Keith. Sean.
Zach, Keith, and Sean. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Did your game get rained out just now, or are you waiting to play?
We're waiting to play.
Cool. Who are you playing next?
Team from Ohio.
Team from Ohio.
The Hannah Lightning.
Yep, Hannah Lightning. Cool. How'd you, did you guys play yet already this morning?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
It was a tough team.
It was a tough, yeah. How do you like this Ripken stuff?
It's cool.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
This is your first time here, I take it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So now are you guys back home? What are you, are you a club team or?
Oh, we're like a travel team.
Travel team?
Yeah.
Play a lot of tournaments back there?
Yeah.
This is your big summer trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here from Phoenix. We're playing in this too. This is a cool complex. Very nice. Well, so now what school do you guys go? You guys go to the same school back there? You're from different places?
Yeah.
Which school?
Oxford
Middle School. Where is Oxford? Is it near Detroit? Or?
It's about an hour away from Detroit.
An hour away? So you're Tiger fans?
Yeah.
Lion fans?
Yeah,
not really. Not really? What football?
They're not really that good. So.
All right, Red Wings?
Yeah.
Pistons?
Yeah.
You guys are front runners, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so like what we like to do on the Sandlot Show is we ask the guests back home when you're in your neighborhood, what's your Sandlot fields? Like what kind of little games do you guys play and where do you play them? Why don't you go first, Zach?
Like we play them sometimes at our middle school. Like we have fields there and we just get some kids together from the school and we'll play just kind of like a pickup game.
Good old hardball?
Yeah.
Yep. How about you?
For me, we just get a bunch of other kids from our neighborhood and go behind our school. We have a little field behind there and we just play wiffle ball.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about you, buddy?
I just play with our team and failed versus other teams.
Nice. Well, listen, you guys are in the 12U division, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope this ring is up and you guys have a good tournament. We'll see you around.
Okay.
Thanks for being on the show.
Celio Garcia.
And I'm John Belosto, and we're in the New Jersey Red Raiders, and we listen to the Sandlot.
Hey, we're here at Myrtle Beach with a little bit of a rain delay here, and I'm with a couple of guys from the New Jersey Red Raiders. They're playing in the 12U division. What do you think of this rain, guys?
Coming down really hard. I wish it wasn't there because I want to play some baseball.
Yeah, I'm with Celio and John, and they're both eating ice cream and hanging out waiting for the rain and the thunder to go by. But this Ripken baseball facility, have you guys ever been here before?
That's my first time.
First time.
What do you think of this place?
It's really, really nice.
You like artificial turf?
Yeah.
Get some good hops?
Yeah, it dries really quickly too, so.
Cool. How are you guys doing in the tournament?
We're going to be 2-4.
2-4.
Yeah.
And you guys got a playoffs today, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
If this rain ever goes away?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool. So what, are you guys go to the same grade school or?
No, we just met each other on the team.
So you guys put a team together to come down here?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. You guys, what else have you guys done this week?
We just hung out at the Myrtle Villas and stuff.
Did you go to NASCAR? Or?
Yeah, and water park.
Water park, what's your favorite?
I like NASCAR.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Me too.
Cool. Okay, so now back home in New Jersey, well, first of all, what's your favorite baseball team, Major Leaguers? What do you guys like?
the Yankees.
I figured that.
Phillies.
Phillies? Who's your favorite player?
Ryan Howard and Pat. I have a bunch of favorite players.
Yeah.
Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, and Pat Burrell.
Cool. What do you like?
I like Robinson Cano and Mariano Rivera.
Nice, nice. Okay, so now back home, where are you from? Are you in New Jersey?
Yep, Westfield.
And you are too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back home, like, what's your sand lot? Where do you and your buddies go play ball? You go ahead, Celio, first.
Well, in back home, we play at a field named Carlock, and we play stickball. We never usually play real baseball.
How many guys on a team does it take?
About six. We use about six, but really it should be nine.
That's cool, stickball. Yeah, I played that one time. I loved it. I got to go back to New York one time when I was younger. All right, what do you do?
Oh, sometimes I unorganize sports, like at the high school field, but usually it's just at Gumper Field, which is the field that we play at.
What do you guys play?
Baseball and stuff. Just regular baseball, yeah.
Pick up baseball games?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, I hope you guys do well in the playoffs and make it to Friday, all right?
Hey, thank
Thanks
you.
For being on the show.
You're welcome.
Time for the Santisi Brothers trivia question, and to enter your answer, just go to the Victory Lane website, click on the Sandlot logo, and there'll be a section there where you can put your name and your answer of the question. This week, we're going to get a little help from Jonathan Meyer. He's going to be a freshman at Mountain Ridge High School. He plays on K4 Sports, and how you doing today, Jonathan?
Good.
What you got going on? You going to play football?
Yeah, football and baseball.
Getting ready to come up, and then baseball?
Yeah.
Okay, Jonathan's going to read the trivia question for us, so be ready to go to the website and put in your answer. Go ahead, Jonathan.
What famous flame-throwing pitcher had his jersey number retired on three different teams?
Okay, there's the question for this week. Just go to our website, click on that answer. You can win a nice gift certificate to Santisi Brothers Pizzeria and Restaurant. Thanks for playing. Hey, we're here at Myrtle Beach still. We're interviewing some of the players that are still in the tournament. And I'm with the Glen Cove Cardinals. I've got...
Anthony. Jesse.
And you guys are in which division? 12U?
12U, yes.
12U division. How are you guys doing so far this week?
Bad.
Bad?
Yeah, we didn't win one game yet, but we're trying very hard, and hopefully we'll win this game today.
Yep, you got your playoffs today, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of this? Isn't this a fun place, though, to have a tournament?
Yeah, I would like to come here again.
And do you like that artificial turf?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you guys play? What position do you play?
Usually I play in the right field. I pitch, usually outfield, and sometimes third base.
Yeah, how about you?
A little bit second, a little bit third.
So what's your favorite team back home, pro, professional?
New York Yankees.
Your Yankees, yeah?
New York Yankees.
Yankees, who's your favorite player?
My favorite player is Alex Rodriguez.
Alex, yep.
Derek Jeter.
Jeter, all right. So now, what have you guys done here while you... stayed this week? What's the funnest thing you did off-site?
I'd say Hard Rock Park.
Yeah, Hard Rock Park. How about you, Jesse?
The water park.
Yeah, water park. A lot of nice-looking girls at the water park, right? Hey, so now, you guys are New Jersey, right? From New Jersey?
New York.
So now, you go to the same grade school?
Yeah.
Good buddies? Yeah. What do you guys, what's your sandlot game you guys play back home in the neighborhood?
What do you mean, like?
Like stickball, whistleball.
Yeah,
usually. You play?
Usually stickball.
Yeah, where do you guys play that at?
I play it in, like, there's a marina, and then there's this big patch of grass with some fences, so we just play over there.
Yeah. How about you, Jesse?
Same. Play in my backyard.
You guys are in the backyard? Yeah. What are you playing with? What kind of ball?
Whistleball.
Yeah. What do you think of this rain? Hopefully you guys can hear this rain. I know you can. Hey, well, listen, I hope you guys win a game in that playoffs and keep going. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Hey, that's our show for this week. Thanks for listening in. I want to thank our advertisers, Deer Valley Credit Union, Sandlot Baseball Academies, Arizona Baseball Network, and Victory Lane Sports Park. Hope you have a good week, and we'll see you again soon.